May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The Song of Solomon, the whole drama of this believer being drawn deeper and deeper into the presence of the Lord, being conformed more and more into his image, transformed more and more into the reality of their union with Christ. The Song of Solomon starts off with this believer catching a vision or having some experience or encounter with the Lord where his love has been made real vivid to her. And the response to that is that she wants to go farther and deeper than she's ever gone before. She's not content with having a relationship where she and Jesus walk together. She wants to be in union with him. She wants to know what it's like to be drawn in and be absorbed, for her life to be hidden with Christ and God experientially. So as it prays this prayer, take me away with you and let us run. Then it says the king brought me in the chambers, and the rest of the book is about the fulfillment of how he did that and how he accomplished that in her life. I've said this before, whenever you pray that prayer, Lord, take me away with you to this place, to a new place, to a deeper place, to a more transformed place, to a more Christ-like place, he always responds. He always responds. But the issue is that sometimes we pray that prayer out of spiritual, emotional fervor and desire, but when it comes right down to it, we don't always respond. And that's exactly what happens originally in the Song of Solomon. There is this prayer that she prays, take me away with you, let us run. And then when you get to chapter 2, and she says, listen, it's my beloved, Jesus. Behold, he's coming. He's climbing on the mountains. He's leaping on the hills. And then she goes on and says others, and says in verse 10, my beloved responded. To respond is to, somebody had to do something first or say something first. So you respond. So this is the response to the prayer, take me away with you, let us run. My beloved responded and said to me, arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away with me. And then again it's repeated in verse 13, arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away with me. The prayer, take me away with you, let's run. And so he says, okay, arise and come away with me. And then he says this, O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place of the steep pathway, let me see your form, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your form is lovely. The coming away with him, the foundation of it all, is all about to a place of deeper intimacy, communion with him, communication with him, pursuing him. It wasn't about doing something first. There's a place later in the Song of Solomon where she has to learn a lesson about being passive, about just obeying, obedience. But here is about, I've answered your prayer, and what it's going to require is for you to seek me at a higher level than you ever have. Rise up, come away with me. Rise up from where you've been. And I'm asking you to come to a new place where your voice is sweet, your presence is lovely. The secret place is the steep pathway. Steep pathway, it's going to cost you. You're going to have to sacrifice some time, some things, some priorities. There's some things you've got to leave behind to get there. You can't climb and carry all the stuff you've carried. And then he says, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyard, while our vineyards are in blossom, while your heart's emerging, while I'm doing something in you. And then her response, my beloved is mine and I'm his. When you get to verse 1 of chapter 3, and it's a continuation. Remember, people put the chapters in here. This is just part of the same story. And he says, she says, take me away with you, let us run. Arise, my love, and come away with me. To a place of deeper intimacy, seeking me, into the secret place. It's about your prayer life, your time with me. On my bed, night after night, I sought him, whom my soul loves. I sought him, but did not find him. Why? Because that's not where he is anymore. He's calling her to another place that requires more from her, to a deeper place of intimacy. Fellowship, time with him. On my bed, night after night, well, he said, I want you to rise up and come away. You can't stay where you are and passively seek me. I'm asking for something more extravagant. On my bed, night after night, I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him but didn't find him. I must arise now and go about the city and the streets and the squares. I must seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him but didn't find him. The watchmen who make the rounds in the city found me. And I said, have you seen him whom my soul loves? And scarcely had I left them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held on to him and would not let him go until I brought him into my mother's home and into the room of her who conceived me. The mother in the Song of Solomon pictures the Holy Spirit. Four different times this little discourse, she says, him whom my soul loves. That wasn't an issue. The issue that she loved him wasn't an issue. She did love him. But love looks like something in our relationship with him too. She had love for him. But he said you wanted me to take you away with me. And I'm saying, then rise up and seek me more earnestly. Lent, that's, if everything at Lent's about seeking him more earnestly, picking up the pace a little bit or a lot. And yet, she wanted to, I love him. He's mine and I'm his. I want to go away with him. But it says in Proverbs 13, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is anointed. And so what God does, she did get up. She rose and went about the city. She was now in a place of serious pursuit. Because what happens, we've talked about this before, when we say we want to go he calls us and we don't respond, it grieves his spirit. And it's his spirit that makes nearness real to us. And so what he lets us experience is his unbearable absence. It's not that he's gone. It's just that our conscious experience of his presence is there, and that stirs us up to actually take action and to begin to seek him. And it says that, and then when she found him, she clung to him and said, I'm not going to ever let you go again. I'll never respond passively like this again when you call me a deeper place. And I'm bringing you to my mother's house, because why? She said, I'm seeking you like David prayed, Lord, restore to me the fullness of the Holy Spirit, because that's who she had grieved. Lord, I'm seeking you because I can't stand where I'm at. Holy Spirit, do what you got to do in me again. I want to know fullness again, and I'm going to keep moving forward. I just think that's a cool Lenten scripture reminder to me. There are some things the Lord's been telling me lately he wants me to do in terms of seeking him more earnestly. And I keep putting it off because I'm having to figure out how to make it happen. But I can't. The price you pay is too severe. But the reward is even more stunning in the secret place, this deep pathway. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.